Unlikely. Rav Moshe, open to the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Pei Ches Amid Beis. Pei Ches Amid Beis. Fascinating Gemara. Whole discussion about how things used to be. I'm not going to read everything, but it starts about the eighth line. Mitzchila lo hayu marvin machlokus b'Yisrael. Al bez nishal ayin aleph yoshin b'lishkas agazis. And they would people just come, you know, go from the lower court to higher court to higher court to higher court. At the end of the day, we discussed this already, if you remember, that they sat from Tomei Shel Shachat to Tomei Shel Ben Arba'im and Shabbos and Yontif. They sat, you know, as opposed to the regular bezins, only they had much limited hours. They had a shayla. If they heard it, they said, so, yeah. If not, they voted. Rabba Matamim, it's Tommy. Matarim is Torah. Oh, last 10 narrow lines. Misha Rabba Tamidi Shama Vehilo, Shloshim Shu called Sarkon. Rabba Machlokos B'Yisro, Venasa Torah Kashte Toros. What does that mean? What do the words mean? But until that time, they were able to reach majority vote, and that's it. The majority voted, and it was done. Then apparently, the Talmidim are no longer so close to the Rebbeim. They lost the Mesorah, and therefore they became Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. They couldn't reach an agreement by majority. He remembers Tos elsewhere says that Beis Hillel was a majority, Beis Shammai was sharper, and therefore there was a dispute who to follow. We'll come to that later as we go. In that discussion, which we might have alluded to once before, what if there's a bezin, and the smartest one says this, and the ones who are not so smart say that, they're two against one, the Ramban, not for now. Misham kosin v'sholchem b'chol makomos, komishu chocham v'shafal b'shval berech, v'das habriyas nochaimenu, yehei dayan b'iro. This is the appointment of dayanim in the faraway cities. There's no indication anywhere that this appointment must be done in the presence of the appointee. They're sitting in Lishkas Agazis. This guy here, by reputation, he's in Haifa. He has all these good qualifications. We declare he's appointed, hereby appointed. Follow me? So therefore you don't have any indication anywhere. It has to be a face-to-face meeting between the individuals. Why not? Why it shouldn't be a face-to-face? Apparently, the appointment of Dayanim is not considered to be a mishpat, and why not? So I found, you know, you got to look and see how great minds think alike. Oh, excuse me, Rabbi Einstein, a Shalita, who has been collecting money for poor people in the Eretz Yisrael for decades, Baruch Hashem. Right, so I thought my great minds think alike. I have a statement called the Mishnah Siyamah for Rabbi Shalti, and he says almost identical to what my Rabbi said. Almost identical. Why? Listen carefully. Even though Sanhedrin is up Bez Nagadol, listen to the words. Ein ze betoras mishpat, el Bez Nagadol hu amemuna lahoshev dayanam. And he quotes my Rabbi's right. Sefer HaMitzvot, this is say Kufnun Gimel, by Kiddush HaChodesh, the Ramban writes, where there was a Bezin Godol, it was Masel Lehem. Why? Quote, they should shush call Yisrael Netula Mikol Bezin Acher Imohem. And he quotes the Mechilta. Mamash for every word for word. Minayin at Omesh, Ein Ma'abernes Hashon El Bezin HaGodol Shebi Rishalayim Tavad Lomar, Rishon Hu Lechem Lechot She Hashonah, Dabru El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Maribis right word for word. The power is really given to the people. Power to the people. It's invested in the people. The Bez Nagadol is represented with the people. Mamish verbatim. When is Shapirashta? Shoyalem or Rishus Haskama Shokulam. Hey, Mavua, the Bez Nagadol, Lulvad Masha Yesh Lehem, Torah's Bezin, the Dvorm Shetzrich and Bezin Shashivim Yechod. Yesh Mem Od Halacha, the Rishus called Yisrael, Haskama Shokulam, the Sunol Lehem. Welcome, Shem Tzrich and Meisah shall call Yisrael. Hare Meisah Bez Nagadol Choshek and Meisah call Yisrael. Exactly what my Rebbe said, word for word. Now, so what's the punchline? Havada Sanhedrin also shvatim who are be bez nagod lo mishum shetzrichim lezet Torah's bezin she'ain the Torah's mishpat. Uncanny, right? This is what he says. Oh, Bela. He says, it's not Mishpat, and therefore aim is absolute Krovin, right? No problem. The Rambam writes in Paragim Alocha Ches. Look what he says. Kol Sanhedrin O Melech O Rosh Gola Shemidul and Yisrael Dayan Shein Ahogin Over Belosa say. What does that mean? Not on Sanhedrin. It's on the Melech and the Rosh Gola. Why? Because even Mida Dayanim through Sanhedrin is not Petoras Mishpat. They're the Mamunim to make Sanhedros. Ain Hevdel ben Mida Dayanim Sanhedrin Ketana shall be Bezna Gadol. Uben Mida Dayanim the Bezna shall Shlosha shall be Melech or Rosh Gola or Atzibur. Shemamune over Balavlo Sakir upon my Mishpat in Hamid Dayan Shaynahogan. This all Shitas Ha Ramba. Who disagrees? Rashi and the Ramah. They say the Torah's Mishpat. Remember we saw yesterday? Either the mountain goes to Muhammad or Muhammad goes to the mountain, right? Whether the Bezin according to Rashi goes out to the people, to the appointees, or the appointees come according to Ramah to Mishka Sagozis, as the case may be. It'll be a Psul Krovim. Right? It'll be a different day. Nafkamina Bismanazem. Halacha Lamaisa. Someone picks a Dayan Shein Ahogan. Are you over the Lavlos of Kir Bonam Mishpat? The Sivis, as we saw already, says, Shtuchu Sayas de Rabbanon. He suggests it's Minat Torah. So then, okay. Okay. According to the Rishon, who say, quotes in the Sivis. Simon Aleph Sivkot, not the first to see was in the whole sefer. And it's only with the Rabbanan. So therefore, there's no din la sakir upon the Mishpat. That's what he says. Yeah. But the Chinuch writes explicitly in Tov Yudal, who the Klal Mitzvah Zu, Gamken Lefi Adoma Shekomi Shebiru Oso Bnei Akol, Lemano Salem Mimunim, Lashuminyan. Can't do it, ain't a roy. It's man azeh, a dying shein ahogan, no sakir upon a mishpah. No worse than mamunim, the shah and yonim. Doesn't be dafka daya. That's the whole shah. Oh, here's the final punchline, which I mentioned briefly yesterday. Take a look at the Gemara. Yud dalet amud beis. Please look. Yud dalet amud beis. Just for a second. We mentioned about Medidas Egla Rufa. Top line. Masnisin the low ki aitana the tanya. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer v'yotu zikeinecha v'shoftecha zikeinecha zu Sanhedrin v'shoftecha zeh melech v'kohen gadol melech v'ksiv melech v'mishpat yamed oretz kohen gadol v'ksiv v'vos lekohanim ha'levim v'shovei. So what does that mean? What's this Gemara saying? Explains over here. Tosha says Tema imish and the masnisin lo chashiv v'melech v'kohen gadol okay nama ashkan gabi heimo sifin al yirv to be in a melech for nasi, to run betumim, who makes todas for shir. It says in Shavuos Daf Yud Dalet. And motzian lechamas b'shus, you need melech of Mashiach Bochama. No, v'yesh lomar, to bechol hanu lo choshev kulu amili ela shivim v'yachad, the Chudayim. Aber hoch hat es sage, wie Gimel oder Behei, wie Isa, den Zorach, Melech, der Kohen Gadol, aber der Mist, die Behei. If you require 71, you understand, it's the highest of the high in everything. But for 3 or for 5, you should have mentioned it explicitly. That's Tosis 6. Oh. So Kamsa Jolti makes the following suggestion. Look, by Mosif and Eir HaZoros, and Mechemes HaRishus, Abibaz Nagadol, Melech, etc., etc., there, the Melech has nothing to do with the Bez Nagadol. A separate thing. Let's say the Melech is a relative of one of these people. It's irrelevant. Please. Medidas Egla Rufa. The Melech and the Kohen Gadol are Bechlal Shoftecha, they're part of the Bezdin. If they crow him, it's no good. Does he want to answer those discussions? Okay. So before we close the sefer, which has been very helpful to us, one more piece I want to share with you, which is based upon the sugya, which we spoke about very briefly. This ties together a lot of the things which we've mentioned over the last week plus. What the Gemara tells us about Ein Bez Nishakol. Now, Ein Bez Nishakol is a very great klal. And the question would be, what happens, we spoke about a little yesterday, what do you have a Bezna 4? Bezna 4. Now, look at where I posted Gimel Amud Beis. What is Gimel Amud Beis? Gimel Amud Beis.
I can get to make a Bezna 4.
We'll see. It's very common. We mentioned a little bit yesterday. We'll discuss it in a minute. So the Gemara, we're not going to the whole sugya. Rav Yoshi Olesle Bezdin Nota. So Tanya Olesle Rosh Rav Yosef Lili Omer Mari Tavlo Nintos Achiram Lahatos. Hatorah Omer Aselecha Bezdin Nota. Has to be an odd number, so there can't be a tie. Either Bezdin Nota. That's the prerequisite. Says Rashi. Name of Rav Yoshi. Think Rav Yoshi came in the Shlishi Mikroi Yalaflu. Flavishim note, Sorech Shetia Dash Losh Neshove. That's what Rashi says. Says, let's go a little bit further. So, the Gemara says, no. Says the Gemara. You have to have this concept of Bez Din Nota. Rav Oshia requires a pasuk, doesn't hold to Bez Din Nota. So what will happen according to Rav Oshia? What will happen? He doesn't need a Bez Din Nota. So what will happen, Rav Osai, have an even number of Dayanim. Take a little bit higher up, the Rashi on the fifth narrow line. Maybe 6. Rashi. The only way we can be master Bez of 4 or 6 is if you hold that you don't need a Bez Nota. We do need a Bezna Nota. It's going to come out. Any Bezna, 4 or 6, or any other even number, till a million, whenever the number is even, it's no good. And Pasha Pshat, ain't the name of it. Pasha, the simple reading of the Rashi, has to be an odd number. Any even number is simply no good. It's a simple reading of the Rashi. It's just no good, according to that particular opinion, which we have at the Paschal line. There is a Bach that seems to indicate the other way around. It's based upon a Rambam. The Rambam is telling us in Hilchos Sanhedrin that, you know, comes to Bezin, the more the merrier. The more the merrier. Mm-hmm. Take a look. Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. Af al pi shebez neshal shlosha bez neshalim hu kos man shehen rabim v'ayza b'shubach. This is the words. Mutav sheichot echadin b'achas esrei yeser me asara. 11 is better than 10. Did I hear 10? 10? It's an even number. What do you mean 11 is better than 10? 10 is nothing.
Wouldn't 9 be better than 10 also?
If you ask me, absolutely. The fact that the Rambam says that 11 is better than 10, says the Bach, indicates that 10 would be kosher b'di'evet. Now, if you look carefully, it sounds that way in the Gemara. Why? The Gemara on that Bezim and Aleph. Excuse me, Gimel and Aleph. Please turn. Gimel, we've seen this more so many times. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha Bar Aravika says, Chad Nami Kosher, Ma'ika Benayu, Shmuel. Shnayim Shadon, the name of it. Rav Acha Bar Aravika, it's good. Otherwise not. How can it be good? Ain't better than Shach. One is better than two. You said 9 is better than 10. So 1 is better than 2. Yes?
And you said that the Bach says that the words of the Rambam that 11 is better than 10 implies that 10 is better than the other.
Correct.
But really that makes it sound like 10 is okay with a pill.
Okay. Okay, you made the kasha stronger. Stronger. But that's the question. Is it good or is it no good? That's the big question. So I have to say, once again, we have a piece in Mishnah Siyavah for Rav Jolti that could have come out of my Rebbe's playbook. It's incredible. Twice in one day. This is found in Simon Dalid. Sifkot and Beis. Not a good rhyme. He quotes the Ksos, which we spoke about at length. Ksos, Simon Gimel, Sifkot and Beis. What did Ksos say? Vada yochul yochid yochul lodum and atoro. It's no different than Isa Veheter. But you're not a bezin until you have three. What's the Ram is the whole dog? Watch this. Look. Who says like the toast? The Rambam himself says that way. Beis Yud. Afa Pisha ain't bezin poros mishlosha. Mutal echel adam and a Torah. Not but Torah's bezdin. It's a special din, like Isa Veheta. Mamash what my Rebbe said. Therefore, he says as follows. Unbelievable. Shnayim shedonu dineim din. Why? Kotak avacha by Ravika. Chad nami kosher. Listen to what he says. Listen carefully. I'm quoting it now. The ain ze b'Torah's mitorah's bezdin. Shereen bezin poros mishlosha, that the shnayim shedonu dineim din mishum lo odiv psak shel dineim amunus mi pischei isa veheter shlo tzorach bezin. That's why, brilliant, there's no psula bezin shokel, because it's not a bezin at all. If the whole part of two is taken from one, and the ktsoi says that one is not a bezin, means two is also not a bezdin. If it's not a bezdin, no psulim bezdin shokel. Bezdin shokel is possible. This is, it's called bezdin chotzuf, whatever you want to call it. It's not really a bezdin, because the whole derivation is from the one. And one according to the tzaris is not a bezdin. So if two is only good because of one, the Gemara Feres and Av Gimel, so two is also not considered to be in the category of a bezdin. There's no psulim bezdin shokel. He quotes amazingly a rush. Let's see, are we on the board here today? I'd like to show this inside if we can. If we can. That's the question. If we can.
So he's limiting it only to Issa Veheter?
No.
If you had it in Mamonis.
No. The Ktsosis Yisod, which we spoke about at length last week, is that Dine Mamonis can also be treated, if you will, as Issa Veheter. That's his Chiddush. Yeah. Now I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this. I want the rush, but not. Let's see. I'm not sure it's going to work. I want the rush on the start of the Gemara. I don't think we're going to get. Well, let's see what happens with this. happened? I lost it.
Pirush
Rush, yeah.
Keep going down.
Keep going down.
It's
under Rush.
Yeah, you see Rush,
Pirush, Lashash. Oh, thank you. On the Durham. Look at that. Okay. Thank you. You're teaching them all about the Bar Ilan. So this is a Rush, Rabosai, in Masechta Nedarim on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Watch this. This could be very relevant to you in a few days from now. I kid you not. A few days from now. You see some? L'hach sheshlosh adyotos, says the Rush, to call Yisrael k'sher in the huff in the dorm. We call it Taurus the dorm. Ubeis lekalameimar. I can't say two. Why not? With the itzrich Rashi amatos lahachshir yochid mumche. Utrei havi bezn shokol hilkach tzarech shlosha. Oh, so far so good. Zok the Rush. Vafilu l'shmuel diomer shnayim shadanu dinam din. Listen carefully. Hani mila limamona, aval isura moda the boy shlosh. Sounds very strange at first. Isura fakert. I got a question about a pots and pans. You don't have any too. Isura doesn't mean that. Isura means hataras nedorim. What's that? Hataras nedorim requires a bezdin, and two is not a bezdin. Paradoxically, ironically, when it comes to mammon, quote the a bezdin is not necessary. Then the Torah sora. But the Kamsa HaTorah Sadarim, not. This is how we explain this. Yes, sir.
We had said earlier that even if we hold Hashem Shadana Dinam Din, I'm sorry, even if not that a Yachid could give Din, not without being a Bezin, that won't go for Kiyum Shtaris, right?
We had thought that Kiyum Shtaris is not even a chance. Torah says, same saying, Mesef the Sanhedrin of Gimel. The Shach said it, and it's against the Ramah. Ramah seems to say it would be good.
But in Ksuvus, we tried to use Shmuel for Shnayim Shidanu, which is Shabbos. So, if you go on Ksuvus, then would imply that the acting to asbestos.
Very good question. You hear what's going on? We're saying now that Shnayim Shidanu only works, why? As a Isavahata kind of a din, not as a Bezin kind of a din. But the Gemara contemplates, Shnayim Shadana should have impact on Kiyum Shtaris. And according to the Shach, Kiyum Shtaris must have a Bezin. Ramah says no. So maybe go to Ramah. This could be how called Ramah. You have to look inside and see Membav. It's on the old Makorah sheet. It's a very good point. A very, very good point. Oh. Oh. You get an impression of Rosai that for a Bezin, shakel passels even with the Eved. What's the Rosh's kasha? A feel of the Shmuel, right? What's his kasha? The Shmuel says dinam din. So say it's only with the Eved. No, apparently, if you hold the wrong way to this question, it's no good even with the Eved. Wait a minute. But you have a shear. One is already a shear. This particular context of Yochad Mumcha B'Mat and Adarim. One! So why should two be worse than one? The answer is when you need a Bezdin, Shokol is Pasling B'Dievin. They've recorded this Rosh Hashanah and Adarim. 4, 6, 8, 10. No good even B'Dievin. According to the Rabbi, it's going to at least B'Dievin. At least. According to the Rosh, it comes out, it will be no good even B'Dievin. I'll read you the Lashon over here. Which is very instructive. Look, quotes the Rosh Nedarim, quotes it verbatim. What do you see? Shnayim Shadana was Gari Meyach. It's worse. Two is worse than one. Because it's best in Shok. What does that mean? For Mammon, a best in Shok is good. You know why? B'tzeg Tishma Misecha. Dini Mammon Torah require Torah's best. Two was good. So the Torah's best. The Torah's the Dorim. It requires the Torah's best. So you need three, because two is better than shakol. You see, it's possible even b'di'evet. Because he asked, Shmuel says, dinamed in. It means b'di'evet dinamed in. Better than shakol. So better than four, b'di'evet is no good. That's what he paskins. It's no good even b'di'evet. With this, he wants to answer Akash of Tarsus. I will say, open up to the Tarsus. You're in the sukkah, the very beginning of the Masechta, on Beis Amid Beis. Beis Amid Beis. The old kasha, about 10 lines down. Here we are called, 10 lines down. Rav Yochanan Islay Be'agozel Durami Bachama. Why? Lest they are Parshius. Uvirishalmi Duresh Mechilton. Said that at the beginning. I mean, Rav Yochanan Rishlov Shamitavayu Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinei and Din. Ain't a repashius comes at least to Odol Salvos, so it should be good. That's Tosis Kash. That's Tosis Kash. It's a good Kash. So he suggests a possible Teretz. Take a look on that Gimel of an Aleph. Umidoraisa Chana Mikosha. Pirish Mikuntris, the Kosovar ain't a repashius Skimka. Mikosha. Then came the Tzedek Tishvadam Yisrach Olamali. What did he answer? No. Even if you hold that Erev Parshas is still Xeras HaKosuv of the Tzedek Tishbo Am Yisrach. So Rav Jolt has his own teretz to this Kash of Tosus. If you hold Erev Parshas is Xeras HaKosuv of Tishbo, how? Bezin requires three. Erepashis. Tishpot means it's like Issa Veheter. Exactly as the Tosach Hoshon said. But what happens if there's no Erepashis? Then, Rabbi Osai, if there's no Erepashis, one will work Bitoras Bezin. And Odor in front of one will be effective. The quarter of Yochanan comes to two. Ain't the name of Din. Why? Meiridik. Since one works for Torah's Bezdin. I repeat. Since one works for Torah's Bezdin. So two is also a Bezdin. It's a problem. Ain't Bezdin Shokol. Because one is kosher and two is not. So Rav Acha Beit Ravika holds Erev Parshius. Therefore, Faker. It's somewhat paradoxical. Since you hold Erev Parshius, so therefore when one works, it only works for Torah's wa, but Torah's Orah. Torah's Orah. And therefore, by two is Dinei Amdin. Why? There's no psul of Bez and Shokol when it comes to a Horah. So it's almost like Kalkalasa Takanosa. Because it's not really a Bez. It's only working with Torah Sorah. That's why it will not fall because of the concept of a Bezdin Shokol. It's not a Bezdin in the first place. But Torah Sorah. If you hold it's a Bezdin, because one is a Bezdin and two should qualify for Torah's Bezdin, then it's going to fall because ain't Bezdin Shokol, Rabbi Osai. So now we answer Tosus Kash. What Tosus is? Him came, but Tzedek Tishbot Lomali. There's no Erev Parshas. Who needs the Tzedek Tishvot? Oh, Bignat Kamina. What about two? What about two? If there's no Erev Parshias, one is kosher as a Bezdin. And then two, then the name then. Comes with Tzedek Tishvot and teaches us, no, a new Parsha. That one can be a Horah. And if one could be a Horah, two can also be a Horah. Two can also be a Horah. And there'll be something remarkable, he suggests, that a hodah in front of one will work, and in front of two will not work. It's not paradoxical. One will work because it has, according to this, has the status of a bezdin, and two will not work because two is a bezdin shakel. Oh, so b'tzedek tishbo teaches us a din of hora. Two shedanu. It's really a misnomer. Not that shnayim shedanu the name din. Shnayim shahoru hora asam hora, and hodo will not work. For one, yes. For two, no. So Rashi learns, if you're there, Parshis, you need bezin of three mumchin. Only a bezin can be done, and not one as a rosh isa v'het. This is what he suggests over here. Fascinating. Oh, what about the rach? The rach says one means samuch. That's the pashim shah. The rach, everything to go against Yosef wants to suggest. He says it must be the din of a bezin. That's what my rabbi said. Here's two gedolim are opposite of each other. So, till now today, Rav Jolt and the Rav are on the same page. Now they're opposites of each other. He says smicha must be din in bezin, and therefore, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, bezin shakul must be kosher b'diyevet. Why? Because the Gemara says if one is kosher, shnayim shnod named it. Says Rav Jolti, if one requires smicha, smicha is in the bezin, it says if one is a bezin, and still two is kosher, must be bezin shakal is kosher. But the Marebi, no. Even if you need smicha, it's not a din in bezin, it's a din of hara, and therefore it's not taka, not a bezin, and therefore shnayim, which is learned from one, would not be a bezin. That's why it doesn't fall to the problem of shakal. It's not a bezin in the first place. Here, Rav Jolti and Marebi are complete opposites of each other. Not every God all thinks alike and everything. Fine. And now we have a Tarsus in Yavamas. This I want to show you inside, but it is a bit relevant to what's happening literally. Oh, so. The two, ironically, Rabosai, a week from Sunday or anytime between now and then, there could be two relevant acts that are done by many Jews, which are impacted upon by this discussion we're having today. Yeah, we're talking theory in the air. I'm not discussing a strong of you. That's next year. We're talking about this year. We're still talking about Tavshin Ayin. You're Tavshin Ayin Vav. Very good. Well, let's take a look on the Tosfos. This Tosfos we spoke about already a while ago. Tosfos Masechta Yevamos, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Ein Bezin Shakel. Hocho Gabe Chalitza, Osi Shaper, Ein Bezin Shakel. Mosif and Aleim Orechon. Why? Do Iko Kama Plukta B'masnisin. There are many arguments in Bishas Chalitza, details, this. You have to paskin. You need an odd number. Can't have a tie. Avin Smichas Par Debina Nami Shlosha Kosha. It's just a formality, Rabosai. It's a formality. Put your hands on a par. It's not to discuss, it's not to decide. So why can't two be a bezin? What's going on? Because they're assuming that the whole idea of bezin note when you have to make decisions. No decisions, so there's no problem. Yesh lomar, no. Tahasa nami ika plukta ibina b'kol kocho. Chayid after zayin. There's a machlokas there too. You have to lean on with all your force, not with all your force. You have to have a tiebreaker, an odd number. Oh, yesh lomar. Tibuchol duchtin, the binon royal, the bezdin, and bezdin shokel. Rabbi says these are two days in Tarsus. Is bezdin shokel only when you require a decision, or is bezdin shokel a requirement across the board? Every single case. Fret of Jolti, wait a minute. Kol kocho? Do you have to lean on the animal with all your might? That's dine mamadis? No. That's isa v'heter. Mamash, a pure Isa Veheta question. What do you see from here? Zalacha bez the note, whenever you require a decision, whenever you require a decision. That's what the Ran says in Masechta Gittin Flamed Beis. When do we say ain't the name din? Bidin the boy Masa Umaton. When you require a back and forth. But when you don't, it's a formality, two is fine. What's this example? The next example beside the Torah, what's it called? Who knows? Prusbul. The Donna Flamed Beis Prusbul. The Ran suggests enough to have two day on him because there's nothing to talk about. It's a pure formality. It's a pure formality, Rabbi Osei. A pure formality. Garnish. It's meaningless. That's what he suggests. Fascinating. Fascinating. This being the case, there's yet another interesting tesis. Watch. You need 10 kohanim to do certain for pidyon. Kashali, amaylo boy achadasar, the ain bezin shokul bechol dava shoot tolish omi b'shigol adas. Had to figure out how much something is worth to know how many poded. What do you mean 10? You should need 11. You need a tiebreaker. Tosis kasha. You need a tiebreaker. The gilach of gimel mevates. Says the Rashba, Shuma, an estimate? It's not a Bezdin process. It's an estimate process. You don't need to kosher a Bezdin. What's the proof, Rabbi Osei? Look at the Gemara. Yud Dalid Amud Beis. Some of you may still be open to that path. We were there before. Yud Dalid Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, net the last eight narrow lines. Neta Ravaya Masa Shani Shane W you doing Bishlosha. So you need three to determine how much things are worth to have the appropriate amount of money to redeem them. Okay? Fine. Tana Rabbana, two lines later. Maisa Shani Shane W you doing Podnos of Bishlosha Lakukos. Avalo Bishlosha Shane Lakukos. I feel echa man bailin. Whoa. A goy is kosher for a bezdin? A bailin, a baldover, is kosher for a bezdin? What do you see from here in this gemara? After dal and beis, a mesechta Sanhedrin. What do you see from here, Abosai? That. It's a shuma. You figure out how much it's worth to be able to give a proper opinion. You don't need a bezin. So, wait a second. If you don't need a bezin here and you're dollar and beis, what's Tosis cash over here? What's a cash? It's not a bezin. It's just a shuma. Apparently, Rabbi Osei, the din of Enos and bezin shakel is not a din in bezin, if I may use that expression. It's a din in any kind of a hachra. Whenever a decision has to be made, a hard decision, you don't want a tie. Poshup shat, that would be a din lechatchila. Lechatchila, you don't want a tie. You would not want a tie lechatchila. Perhaps for this reason, Rabbi Osei, interestingly, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch never quoted the din of Ein Bez and Shach. Never. Never. Why not? So as Goldie suggests, Ein Bezin Shokel is found in Shas here, and I've given them a base, only in the context of how many people you need for your minimal Bezin. How many do you need for your minimal Bezin? Do you need three? Do you need two? Just counting up numbers. It's the din we're calling the Alfusa. How many judges, are required? You need three. According to this, that's all it is. Four would be kosher lechatchila. Yoni said before, I want to tell him he walked out at the wrong time, that The what? 10 according to Lashon HaRambam. Should be good even the Chatchila. That's exactly what the Mishnah Siyava suggests. That 4 would be good even the Chatchila. And so Paskins Rabbi Yekiva Eger by HaToras Nidorim. That's right, by the final punchline of the sugya. Rabbosai, many people next Sunday, 10 days, Erev Rosh Hashanah, they sit down in the shul, they go around. You know what I mean, right? Sometimes there are a total of 5 people there. So what are you going to do? So they have 1 speaks and 4 listen. Kivega says, it's good. It's good. As opposed to the rush we saw before in the Dharma and Ches, who says, it's no good. I've seen many times this with 4 judges. According to the rush, it's mamish no good. I would make a big deal out of it. The shul accept the whole entire Zarm and shul down the whole thing. Why not? Why not? Well, it's a shayla. I walk at the shul and I say, Nishkin Shabbos Geret. The stock market went up, went down, we're going to buy, we're going to sell on Monday. Nishkin Shabbos, what do you say? Is that Mutter or Well, I said Nishkin Shabbos Geret. It's still ridiculous. So when you say Atarah Sadarim, we still have no Siddur or any Chumash in this room. We have to correct these things. But in the Siddur it says, you know, I know you need Pirut and Nedar, but the Tumen in the Darim, it should be Ki'ilo Yisi Part. That's like Nishkin Shabbos Geret. What do I mean? How do they work? Do you think the people who say know what they're saying, the people who answer know what they're answering? I'm not a big fan of this whole enterprise. So that's why I don't say anything. But if I were a fan, I would say if there was a group of 4, very nice. Group of 4, you hold like a Mickey Vega. Okay. But the rush we hold is it's no good. It's no good. What's a riot to a Mickey Vega? The Gemara's in Horius of Dalam and Beis, Mea Sheyoshvu Lahoros. Mea. Mea is, we know, an even number. Huh? Exactly. That's our final Lakuda, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Some of the people were talking about it in Beis Medrash this morning. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it say there? I'm just taking a line out of context. The 5th very wide line. Out of context. Amar Rabbo, the Mosifin Osin Bezin Shogol L'chatchila. Rashi, the Mosifin Osin Bezin Shogol to the Parishis. Pshita, says Rashi, the Ocha Bedi Tanam, Kama Mosifin Shnayim Shnayim V'kema D'charam Eini Odeya Havlu Bezin Shogol. Yeah. The Rambam talks about it in Perek Ches L'Ocha Beis. There's a Raivad there. What did the Rosh have to say, Rabbi Osai? It's the Gzeres HaKosuv. By Dina Nefashis, it's Achro L'chol V'alpi Shtayim. So the Ramah explains that in Beis. Gzeres HaKosuv that it works. Otherwise it wouldn't have worked. But according to the other opinion, no. Once it's in a requisite number, nothing will be Mosif. Rabbi Osai, what's with me so far? This concludes our discussion of these sugars in the Gemara. Now we'll turn our attention to the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. This is the end of the first sheet of Maror HaKomos. What we haven't really spent much time on. We'll try to cover some of the basic parts of the sugya with some help from the Gedolei Mefarshim, both those who you can find in your printed Gemara and those who you can't. For next week, Rabbi Osai, when she comes with a Shulchan Aruch, Hoshem Mishpat, somehow or other, at least the first part, whatever you can bring, it's always going to be helpful. Okay. Hey, Amar Aleph. Yes, sir.
The distinction that was made about whether you have an actual dispute or it's more of
formal.
I mean, that seems to be a very cogent explanation.
I'm with you all the way. I told us that's a 2-day starts in the Kufala from Yavama. It's on the screen.
I was in Yeshiva, for Gittin and for Chalitza,
yeah.
The Rosh Yeshiva was a Dayan. Used to be Mitzara for all of us as addition.
And he wasn't counting how many people were in the room?
No.
Odd or even?
No. And especially by Chalitza, because I guess.
Well, who was the Rosh Hashiva?
This was Rabbi Walker.
Interesting. In Chalitza, there's a concept of what we call no suffering.
Right.
There's a bed of three and no suffering. We have a no suffering, only total of two. That's what we do in our bed. But I guess he had a different tradition. Okay. Rabbi said, let's go back to the Gemara. The last line on Dalet of the Beis. Tana Rabbanu. Dine Mamanes Mishlosha. Hoyabum Cholerabim. Da Nafilu Yechidu. Omrav Nachman Kolano. Da Dine Mamanes Mishlosha. Omrav Chiyam Kolano. Da Dine Mamanes Mishlosha. Barlu, when I know the Gamirna and Savirna and the Kitna Rishusa, Avalonoka Rishusa Dine Lodina, you have to have a special Rishus, presumably for the Reish Kalusa, Rashi says. Odimano, Afagab, Lodoka Rishusa, Dine Dina, that's a Shaila the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to try to resolve the Shaila by quoting a Brisa or Memra. What does it say? Don Dina Vito. Amalei kiblucha alayu lo teshalim. Vimlo zil shlim. Shma mino. Kilo nokad reshusa dine dina. Shma mino. Why? Zok rashi vilo zil shlim. Vimlo kiblu atoscha alaya. Dramul lucha dinas london Torah. Zil shlim. Umiu meheda dina lo. You don't say that dina is invalid. Alma gomer visover. Post facto, the din is a adkan, this part of the Sukkah Sagamara. Goes a little bit further and says, I man the boil, the maiden dina will eat toy, be boiled the mifta, every just wants to be butter. Lishko Rishusa be Bereshkalusa. Okay, that's the end of the Sukkah Sagamara. Wants to know, Israel, bubble, not for that. I'm not going to that right now. Any questions? Just push from the Gemara. Push up, shout. As we learned the Gemara before, we never learned the Tosfos. Never did. I don't think we even looked at the Tosfos with the Shiva once. Let's try to look at it briefly, these Tosfos in, Rabbi Ossai, on that pain, and maybe get above if we have a chance. And then after we finish these Tosfos in, I want to discuss the Sugya of our cause based on the Mamma Kovas we received today. Okay? Let's start. Hoyam Cholarabim, Pirisha Kuntris. The Siv, Bitzedek Tishbo. The Kosovas, the Top Rashi, Ain, Erev, Parshis, Ksivka. Top Rashi, Top Tosis. Tosis, three kashas. Not one, not two, but three. The Koshim. In Cain, Tikshile, Hach, Bryce, Rabbi Abo. What are Rabbi Abo saying? Shnaim, Shedonu, Ain, Dinehem, Din. Lidivrei hakol on that base of the base. Rabbi Abo said, Shnayim shedonu lidivrei hakol. Abo said, Divrei hakol. Look, what did Rabbi Abo say? Abo says, Shnayim shedonu dinemamas lidivrei hakol. Ain dineim din. What are you talking about over here? Why? This Bryce is against Rabbi Abo. It's not Divrei HaKol. Tremendous kasha. Kasha number one. I'm skipping to kasha number three. I have a reason. I'll come back to kasha number two a little later. But oh, about the eighth narrow line, starts the ode. It's coming with Samach. Avalon Nokid Rishusa Dine Labdina. Mashma de Sovak Rabbi Abo Shnaim Shnaim Dinaim Din Fafilu Hachi Yochid Mumche Don. Why? The Lishmuel Afilu Yochid Shena Mumche Dino Din Labdavka Noket Shmuel Shnaim Kamosha Farsh the Kaman Bezos Hashem. Tell you on the side where it is. It's Tosis as Hamid Beis. Let's turn there right now. Shnayim shedanu, the bottom toast is almost. Hodenokat shnayim v'shem da'afilu shnayim havi bezim chotzef. Avalu adin, d'chad nami din adin. How do you know? The parach b'somach on davok. Rabbi Abo, midon hadin. Right. The question against Rabbi Abo is from one. Right. Look at the small nun. Don es hadin, singular, one person. Ul shmuel lo parach, the shmuel agree that one person is good, the same as two are good. Yodesh the Daktek says in that above. The Chacham Omer Pshara B'Yochid who boil the Frushi Tam of the Rabbanon from the Makshi Pshara Lidin. So you see, Klar, that if two is good, one is also good. We'll see, everyone disagrees, we'll see soon. That's Tosis' assumption on Avham and Beis in the bottom. Here on Avham and Aleph on top, Tosis cites what they said on Avham and Beis, and he asks the second Kasha. Two Kashas against Rashi. The second Kasha is based on the assumption on Avham and Beis, and the first Kasha is Sama Kasha. Now, is there a way out? I descend from Rashi. My mother told me. So I have to try to figure out a way. I can't leave Rashi hanging. How can we possibly answer Rashi Shita? We haven't got to the third Kasha. Two bombshell Kashas before we even got to the third Kasha. The answer is, Rabosai, let's take a look at the Maharam Shif. You may recall I asked you in the Maharam Komas, look at Maharam Shos, Maharam Shifs. Comes to these kind of toasts, they're very good. They go through it line by line. They give very interesting answers. They're not going to read every single line. It's not hard to read every line, but some of the highlights we'll see in these classical Mefarshim. I think in this Gemara, the Maharam Shif is in the bottom of the Maharam Shom. Well, maybe not. No, no, I take that back. Not in this one. Some other Gemara I had on the bottom. Where's Maram Shif?
It is on the bottom.
It is in the bottom.
Yeah, that one it is.
So my old Zion has in the bottom of the regular of the Maram Shos. Oh, I missed it. It was right in front of my nose. Okay. Take a look at both saying the Maram Shif on our Tosis. In my edition, it's page Yud. I'm not sure what you got, but you have old editions. I know it's right after the Maram Shos.
Right,
under the Maram Shos. Yeah. Maram Shos on top, then the Maram Shal, then the Maharam. And the Maharam Shif. I answered your kasha in your absence. Okay. According to the Rambam, we said that even though it might have been good l'chatchil. Okay? The holding the bez and shakel, so just to count how many numbers you need at minimum. But once you get high, I'm not going to go back again. Let's go further. So the Maharam Shif from both sides, discussing toast over here. Has something to say about this. You can find it. Oh. We have this Zera, Rabosai, of Yoshre Kronos. Okay? Find it. Maram Shif discusses this question. According to Rashi, Rabbi Abo holds that there's no Erev Parshis. Okay. Nonetheless, you know, there's no Erev Parshis, but in the Raisa, there's no problem whatsoever. They made an exam of Shem Yosh Vekronos, and Osu Chizik L'Devrehem, even with the Yevet, it's no good. But Yochid Mum Chol Rabim, Ukmua Doraisa the Chadnami Kosher. It's Chazar again. Go back to Toysis on the Fam and Aleph. More Toysis first Kash. The Kosher. What about she said? Ain't Erev Parshis. In Kentikshalei have Raisa Levi Abo, Domeshnaim Shadonu, Ain Dinei and Din. Did we act cold? No, it's no Kasha. It's no kasha. Why not? Ein dinei and din, even if it's ein erev parshius, nonetheless, the chachamim will go to Mishum Yoshe Mikronos, and the yevet is ein dinei and din. When it came to a yochad mumchol rabim, there they left on the Doraisa, no Erev Parshas, the one would be kosher. Okay. We'll find it inside later on. Let's go on our both side. We said to the third kasha. Oh, watch again one more time. It took Amar b'samuch avalo naked b'shusa dina elavdina mashma disobel karabi abo. Right, no good. Afilu hachi yachid mumche don. Why? The Shmuel afilu yachid shena mumche dino din. The lav dafka naga shmuel shnag was the first to come on Bez Hashem. Dochak, the first, the dina lav dina the chatchila. What does that mean? What's the Gemara Dibayah? What's the Gemara Dibayah? Look at the Gemara. Dibayah, I know the Gamir never saw here in the Kitna Rishusa, but don't like a Rishusa, no. Or maybe no. Even though not a Rishusa is Dina Din. Why don't we say, Rabbi Osai? That's exactly the Gemara Shalom. Rabbi Abbo's right. Or Shmuel's right. Right? Look carefully. According to the first tzad, lo naka rishisa lo, dina lo, dina lo, gabi abo. Gabi abo. Shnayim shadanu, no good, same as one. And the tzad that says, without naka rishus, that one is good, it's like Shmuel. Two is good, same as one. The Marsho asks that question over here. Take a look at Marsho. We have to find this one faster. Take a look at my show, the first of my show, Rabbi Osai, on Daf Hey, Amun Aleph. The Chorni of the first of Rehman. With the call, Boy, the May Madina Labdina, how Koch, Chayim, the Rabbi Abo. Okay. And the Gemara concludes, Yochad Mumcha Dina Din, Abba Kosher. The Aim to Raya, the Aim of Hachi Kami Borle, Dina Labdina, Rabbi Abo. O name of the Dina Dina, Uke Shmuel. We pass like Shmuel. Hey, that's a good question. How can you the forest in the Rasha? The Mashma, the Rav Nachman, Rav Chia, the Yarmik going on, no, right? Abraisakoi, the Katoni, Don Afilu Yechidi, Umi Borlu going on, no, etc. Avlo Nokan Meshus of Dina Labdina, the Hashta Abraisa. Benekita Rishusa Kamairi, Jim Kane, after for my svar, the Dina Labdina, Haidu Krabi Abo, Katoni Bibraisa, Yochid Mumchad, Don Yechidi. If you're Rashi, Abraisa lo Asa Krabi Abo, Yochid Mumcha, I feel the Rishusa ain't no done. Ah, that's the one they're fighting about. Can a Yochid Mumcha be done even with Rishus? That's the shot. Fine. Interestingly, Rishonim already tackled these kashas. How many do you have the Ozvahder? Raise your hand. Who has the Ozvahder? Or a computer equivalent or something like that? In the back is a Tosus or Rush. Maybe I should put some of my comments, but I'm not sure. Look at the Tosus HaRosh here on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Give a look if you don't mind. Tosus HaRosh, Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Take a look, it's on page Gimel in my print. Column 2, the last paragraph. In my Mumchel Rab Dona Filichi, Pirish Rashi, Tichsiv, B'tzedek tishpat amisach. So the ain erev parshas pesukah. Kosher. Then came tikshi v'haf b'rais rabbi abo. Yom ha'shnayim shtanu ain din em kin. Divrei hakol. V'im etzim l'meimar. No. The iyu sovek rav shimon ben gamliel. The omar hadin b'shlosha. That's what it means. Shimon ben gamliel, they're bringing it over into the picture. So, Tosius Akasha, the Rebbe is against. No, he's going to hold like Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel. That's going to work out. That's going to work out. Fine. So these are technical issues within the Tosfos, and there are many more, but I'm going to skip them. I'm going to show you a Mordechai, Rabosai, that's on the Maromakomas, Tof Resh Ayin Hei.